Athabasca. Sometimes, out of the most profound tragedy, there rises a new purpose and a desire to help prevent the same tragedy for others. When Angela Kuzik's son Rylan Wagner took his own life last year, she decided to channel the grief into something to help other caregivers of youth to learn from so they could see the signs she didn't. I lost my son just over a year ago, and we've taken a year to reflect, and as part of sharing our story, people have come forward and asked for this kind of support, and so that is why we're doing it, Kuzik said in a September 1 interview. It is two sessions at the Nancy Appleby Theater on September 7, free to everyone 18 and older who interact with youth to give them an overview of what to watch for and, importantly, how to have that conversation with someone struggling with thoughts of self-harm. We have partnered with the Center for Suicide Prevention, CSP, out of Calgary, and they have helped us select a guest speaker to come and speak to the community in a face-to-face environment, she said. They're going to be talking a lot about awareness, how to start the conversation, and then the next steps. When someone takes their own life, it impacts far more people than just immediate family, as Kuzik's close friend Cheryl Gorski said in an email. As the person reading Rye's eulogy, I watched over 700 faces looking back at me in sadness and confusion, asking how a young man, so involved in the community, so loved by many, lost his battle with his dragon, and took his own life, said Gorski. For many, this would cripple us, but Angela, and her friend Lisa, Stocking, are true champions for change and support in our community of Athabasca. When Stocking did her Paddle for Life in 2021, she raised over $10,000 for the CSP, and one of the very first people to donate was Kuzik, who in a twist of fate was faced with the loss of her son a week later. I emailed the CSP this winter and I said, "Hey, guys, I raised a lot of money for your organization. I want that money brought back to Athabasca, please. I would like you to come to do a presentation in Athabasca on suicide awareness," said Stocking in a September 1 interview. The CSP is putting on the first session, and Stocking paid for them to stay for the second session out of money people had donated to her personally. Awareness is the first step in prevention, and that's what this is intended to do. It's intended to bring up the conversation, and it's intended to increase awareness in the community and to open conversation, said Kuzik. Kuzik will be speaking, as well as registered psychologist Dave McLeod, who has been a senior trainer and consulting mentor trainer with the Center for Suicide Prevention since 1995. If we can, by sharing our story, create an awareness that prevents just one suicide, that's what matters, and it's made the difference I'm looking for, Kuzik said. Stocking added there will be scheduled breaks and warnings about what the next topic will be, which is why it is limited to adults only. If you feel overwhelmed, or triggered or something in the conversation, please feel free to leave, she said. It's not mandatory to stay to the end. The free sessions will be held 12 to 2 p.m. and 7 to 9 p.m. at the Nancy Appleby Theater on September 7. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca.